Boyer War Overview. Barrgun Burri Burri Gunyan, Echoes of Country, is a body of work created by renowned Gweagal Wandiwandian storyteller and artist Auntie Julie Freeman, leading Walbunja Narrago artist
Auntie Cheryl Davison,
and Wiradjuri Kamilaroi artist Jonathan Jones. Working together, the artists have created a project that promotes the Aboriginal values and kinships of the South Coast. It features an immersive Gunya home installation and a substantial presentation of works by the 19th century Yuin artist Mickey of Ulladulla, alongside new solo projects by Auntie Julie
and Auntie Cheryl.
For her first major exhibition, Auntie Julie has created Bidigal Nunkanlik, Grandmothers Belonging to Me. This suite of paintings documents maternal stories from Auntie Julie's country, ancestral plants, animals and weather patterns from across the region's escarpments, mountains and waterways are living expressions of the continuing strength of women.
Auntie Cheryl's solo project, Wamalang, Umbulba, Wangawu.
Many trees and burrowings reflect on the traditional use of burrowing seeds to make bread. She has created an ambitious installation of hand-woven baskets and a major four-panel screen print. Here in the foyer, a set of Auntie Cheryl's soft sculptural figures created from recycled blankets and carefully decorated welcome visitors into the exhibition. Connected through soundscapes featuring recordings of local waterways, language and bird songs, Barrgun Burri Burri Gunyan, Echoes of Country, sings the stories of this place, celebrating local traditions and the ongoing collaboration of these three artists and cultural leaders. Gallery 1 is entered via a large opening, just to the right of the entry, welcome desk. To the left of the entrance, wall text reads, Entrance to Gallery 1, bracket, Gunya installation, bracket, artwork label,
Auntie Cheryl Davison,
Auntie Julie Freeman and Jonathan Jones, Barrgun Burri Burri Gunyan, bracket, Echoes of Country, bracket, 2024. Turpentine trees, Syncarpia glomolifera, linen, screen printing ink, synthetic polymer paint, audio recording. Sound composition, Luke Minot and Tom David, Unison Sound. Mural artist, Teon Thorne. Courtesy of the artists. Auntie Julie Freeman, bracket, Gweagal, /Wandiwandian, bracket.
Auntie Cheryl Davison,
bracket, Walbunja, /Narrago, bracket. And Jonathan Jones, bracket, Wiradjuri, /Kamilaroi, bracket, have created a large-scale architectural Gunya, bracket, home, bracket, installation. Made from turpentine trees collected from the Bundanon site, this structure speaks to Aboriginal ways of constructing space and contests the museum's architecture, encouraging audiences to reimagine the built environment. Suspended from the Gunya, screen-printed skyscapes
by Auntie Cheryl
depict the locally significant glossy black cockatoo creation story, which is connected to an ancestral fire at Gambiwara, Kambawara Mountain. Flocks of curious white cockatoos fly into the ash and smoke to emerge black with red embers in their tail feathers. Embracing the Gunya is a 75-metre mural by Auntie Julie Freeman and her daughter Marquita Freeman, which tracks the coastline from Sydney to just over the Victorian border. It illustrates the bays, beaches, mountains and rivers that make up the South Coast cultural landscape, including significant landmarks such as Biomunga, Mumbala Mountain, Uluga, Mount Dromedary and Balawan, Mount Imlay. Connecting narratives from the past and present are the works of the 19th century Yuin artist Mickey of Ulladulla, bracket, circa 1820 to 1891, bracket. His drawings are a rare depiction of early colonisation from an Aboriginal viewpoint, which documented life as it was unfolding around him and the enduring Yuin culture. With works loaned from state and national institutions, this presentation marks a major showing of his drawings and is the first time that many of the works have come back to Yuin country. The installation envelops audiences in Aboriginal ways of understanding country. Note on entering this gallery that there are large
upright tree trunks placed
every 3 metres across the whole space. The main gallery is approximately 12.5 metres wide by 25 metres long, with a polished concrete floor and exposed lighting tracks that are suspended alongside concrete beams that run across the high ceilings about 5 metres above us. The walls of the gallery are white and have been painted with an epic 75-metre mural by Auntie Julie and Makita Freeman, which tracks the coastline from Sydney to Gippsland and illustrates the significant bays, beaches, mountains and rivers that make up the South Coast cultural landscape that is Yuin country. The mural and installation are an extensive artwork filling Gallery 1. Together they encompass a large architectural structure with screen-printed fabric overhead and the mural which runs around all walls. As part of the installation,
13 framed drawings
by Mickey of Ulladulla are featured within the mural. They help to connect South Coast narratives from past to present. These works are on loan from the National Library of Australia, the National Gallery of Australia, and the State Library of New South Wales. The gunya, or shelter, is constructed from 84 turpentine saplings harvested from the environs of Bundanong, the architectural structure crafted by Jonathan Jones. Jones has worked together with the aunties and elders on Yuin country
to create the gunya, home.
Spaced evenly over the floor area, they lift into the space high overhead, reaching 2 and 3 times as high as the people walking through the space, stretching 4 metres above. Placed in an even grid across the entire gallery floor, 4 saplings across by 8 saplings deep, they create a sense of an indoor forest. The forest is brought indoors. The sapling poles are anchored to the floor. Their overall length varies, though many of them fork at the top. This provides a natural space for a series of horizontal saplings to rest and interlock with the vertical poles, creating a square gridded structure that sits above us like an open forest canopy. The horizontal saplings extend beyond the uprights to butt up cleanly to the gallery walls. Between the walls of the gallery and the nearest poles of the gunyan is a 1 metre gap. Poles retain their natural, loose, stringy bark covering. It is rough and textural. Many of the saplings are around 15 to 20 centimetres in diameter. Suspended from the poles of the gunyan are screen-printed skyscapes depicting the locally significant glossy black cockatoo creation story of Cambawara Mountain by
Auntie Cheryl Davison.
Stretched from corner to corner, across segments of the overhead grid are 12 screen-printed panels of cloth high above our heads. 9 of the squares in the grid are empty or free. They are randomly spaced to the north and south. The cloth squares are not drawn tightly to the edges of the saplings, so they have a gentle drape and some movement. Looking up, it is as if we are viewing the sky through the tops of the trees. The birds in the skyscape fly from north to south. Each is caught in various poses or aspects of flight, often with outstretched wings. They are staggered across the panel against a grey-blue background. Above us, near the north wall, the cockatoos are large white shapes with yellow sulphur crests. Their outlines and details of their feathers are rendered in black ink. On some panels, there are 6, 7, or even 8 cockatoos. The central 3 squares that stretch midway across the gallery from east to west feature a grey swirling cloud of smoke, made heavy by black lines that seem to draw and confuse the air currents that whirl across the grey-blue background. The design is constructed of increasing and decreasing contour lines, some infilled with repeated wave or fan-like shapes. The pattern of the smoke flows into adjacent panels, two to the north and two to the south. The lines of the billowing smoke curl and are repeated randomly, creating a wafting optical illusion of three dimensions. When the cockatoos emerge from the clouds of smoke, they are black and glossy, and the feathery details of their wings and breast are now described by white lines on a black ink shape. Many of the cockatoos have a band of red in their tail, which creates a distinctive red V in their tail feather patterning. To the south, the smoke seems to become higher and thinner on the panels, and the glossy red-tailed cockatoos become greater in number as they fly further from the bank of smoke. Some panels show nine black cockatoos, all flying away from the fire. In total, there are 28 white cockatoos and 42 black cockatoos in the skyscape. Embracing the Gunya and skyscape is the mural painted by Auntie Julie Freeman. It traces its way around the 75 metres of gallery wall.
Mapping the coast from the Victorian border to Sydney.
This massive undertaking is interspersed at points with Mickey of Ulladulla drawings, which highlight local and traditional pursuits and activities.
These works of the late 1800s around Ulladulla capture colonisation from an Aboriginal perspective and detail plants, animals, gunyas, western houses, fishing activities and corroborees.
The mural takes in a number of ideas. Firstly, it maps both the horizon as if viewed from the sea or coast, and then it travels along the edge of the continent as if aerially mapping the coastal indentations, including billabongs, lakes and estuaries alongside. Painted in dark blue fluid line work, about 120 centimetres above the gallery floor, these two silhouettes place us in the country. The upper horizon is painted with a slightly thicker brush in strong unbroken colour. A line of even dots appears beneath the horizon and follows along, tracing its length. The second long mapping line relates to the aerial perspective. This blue line is slightly thinner and at times breaks into two lines that rejoin or mark out other significant features. This line features regular white dots centred in the ribbon of paint. Together, the two lines span an area of between 40 and 60 centimetres around the entire gallery. In some areas, significant landmarks and lakes are also indicated between these two lines. If you turn right on entering Gallery 1, the painting along Wall 1 to the west is 4.6 metres long and maps from Mallacoota to Wanboyan. On Wall 2 to the north is a 12 metre long painting that goes from Wanboyan to Barragoot Lake just south of Bermagui. To the east, along Wall 3, is a 25 metre long painting that takes in Barragoot Lake to Coolangatta. To the south is Wall 4, featuring a 12 metre long coastline from Coolangatta to Bundeena. Turning again to the right is Wall 5 and Wall 6, which both face to the west. A second large walkway divides the two and leads through to Gallery 2. Wall 5 features 6.6 metres of coast and landscape from Bundeena to South Head, Sydney. Along the final section of wall, Wall 6, is a 12 metre long painting. This broad expanse stretches between the two doorways into Gallery 1 and features a long, restful horizon, which shows two blue lines about 10 to 20 centimetres apart. It is the water, so the line wavers a little like the ocean. There are two Mickey of Ulladulla works on this part of the wall. One sits above the water and is a drawing of ships. The other is below the waterline and is a drawing of various fish. The Mickey of Ulladulla drawings are at once naive in style and yet very accurate, full of detailed observation. The themes of the drawings are scenes of observed everyday life and date from around the early settlement of the area in the early 19th century.
The 13 framed artworks
are spaced around the gallery, in line with the central band of Auntie Julie and Marquita Freeman's mural. The looped, accompanying soundscape of cockatoo birdsong and crackling fire that you may hear in this gallery has been compiled by Luke Minot and Tom David and the artists.
It also includes the voice of Auntie Julie Freeman, whispering the names of important mountains.
To exit the gallery, head to the southwest doorway through the walkway into Gallery 2. This is the end of the audio description.